go talk about soccer. U.S. men, unbelievable performance. Stole one, earned it. I think you can use both of those phrases against Mexico's first team. And they win the Gold Cup, 1-0 last night in Vegas. And then the U.S. women played great defense during the Olympic tournament. Outstanding goalkeeping, but missing that breakaway offensive burst go-to scorer. I think you'll see some transition and change because these women have achieved so much. But the game is changing, and I do like what Team USA is doing on the men's side right now, injecting athletes and speed into what they're doing. And now you mix it in when you get the Pulisics and those guys back. They could be dangerous. And they were last night and won the Gold Cup. John Conlon, one of our soccer insiders, he's the head men's coach or boys coach at East Kentwood, girls coach at Byron Center High School here on the west side of the state. He's standing by in the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Johnny.
Hey, do you really have me following George Blaha?
Yeah, he was awesome.
I'm going to, listen, if you're okay with it, I'm seeing my mom tonight. I'm going to say that he was my opening act, even though we know he has no idea who I am. So that's pretty awesome.
Your mom will go, Johnny, you've come so far. You're like the Pele of broadcasting.
I'm going to say I've arrived, finally.
You arrived. Well, how about the U.S. soccer team on the men's side? Who would think this quickly we would have more hope for the future for the men than you do for the women right now?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, the excitement.
I think in the immediate future, yeah, the men played great last night. They did. And Berhalter, to his credit, has ignored all the critics, which is pretty much every human being who follows men's soccer. He went with a young squad, a bunch of inexperienced guys who now have had their teeth cut under the pressure of the Gold Cup against Mexico twice. And they found a way to win. And, you know, that's been an issue with other managers that we've had, is that they simply played the older players because it was safe. But we threw some young guys into the fire, and they responded well. I mean, and to be honest with you, they were fearless last night. Like, Mexico is a better team than we are. I'll tell you right now, like, our first team versus their first team, very close. But last night, Mexico was a significantly better team, but we defended like crazy. We countered really well. We pressed at appropriate times. I thought the game plan was spot on, and I thought our young kids were fearless, man. And that's the first time I've seen that in a long time with our men's team. Go ahead.
No. I was just saying the excitement. I'm not saying that U.S. is on par to being the best in the world, but they were exciting to watch compared to the women. Just look like they're missing that athleticism and young burst of speed.
Yeah, you know, I heard you say that, and there probably is some truth to that. But I will tell you right now, as a coach, and this is what people don't understand about athletics, culture always trumps strategy. And right now the culture's off with the women. And I'm not going to get into the political side. That's not my expertise. But I will tell you, from a coaching standpoint, the second I watched them play in this tournament, the first couple games, something seemed off to me in terms of the chemistry, in terms of the way they were playing, in terms of the way they interacted. It just felt off. And this is the same team that 2 years ago was unbeatable. So you can't tell me that all of a sudden all these players have gotten significantly worse, because they haven't. But they have a new coach. They have some veterans that are on their way out. They've got some young players that are starting to crack the starting lineup. And so the chemistry's off. And when you get to the top of the mountain, staying there is significantly more difficult than getting there. I will tell you this from experience at a low level, at the high school level. Staying there is next to impossible, because you deal with internal issues. You deal with criticism everywhere. I mean, you can win the World Cup, and it's not good enough. And so they're battling some of that right now. What I will tell you, though, is in 2 years, when the World Cup comes around again, put your money on the U.S. team. They're going to win the World Cup again. This is probably the best thing that could happen to them to fall short in this. And credit Canada. And Canada had a great game plan. They defended like crazy, and they countered, and got kind of a questionable penalty kick to beat the U.S., but they deserved to win, and I didn't think the U.S. deserved to win. So there you go.
Megan Rapinoe, after the loss to Canada in the Olympic semis earlier today, said, quote, "We didn't have it in this game. We didn't have it in the tournament." which tells you that I think that is code for we weren't on the same page as a team, as you just mentioned.
It is. I mean, chemistry on a team is the most difficult thing to create, and you really have to work at it. It's really difficult with women. I will tell you that. I coach both men and women. It's extremely difficult. It's extremely difficult with women after they've had all the success in the world. And so now, you know, you have all these big personalities on this team, and they're being asked to do different things by a new manager. And, you know, every team in the world is hungry. I mean, the target on the U.S. back is huge. The Netherlands dominated the U.S. Don't kid yourself. They were the better team the whole game. And that's the first time I've seen that, probably in 10 years. So, you know, does the U.S. have to reshuffle some things and look at things differently? Yes. But we, in our player pool for the women, we're still the best in the world. We are not the best in the world on the men's side. But I love that attacking, fearless determination that the men showed last night. I love these young kids that are not intimidated by other international teams. And I think the future is bright for the U.S. men.
His name is John Conlon, heads up the women's soccer program at Byron Center High School in the West Side of State, the men's program at East Kenwood, where he's built a nice powerhouse. Also, one of our soccer insiders joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Johnny, thanks for the update. Have a good night with your mom and let her know that George Blaha opened up for John Conlon on the huge show across Michigan.
Hey, it's been, listen, man, 40 years of telling my mom the story I wanted. The way I want to tell it. So we'll do it like that. I appreciate it.
Great stuff, Johnny.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, John Conlon joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Meyer is a proud sponsor of hundreds of teams across Michigan, including pro and minor league teams like the Lions, Tigers, Pistons, Wings, college teams like Michigan State, Michigan, Western Central, Grand Valley State, and more. And also, Meyer is proud to stay close and sponsor 200 youth teams across Michigan. Wherever you shop, in terms of a Meyer, when you shop there, you shop for your entire community. You want to join in? 1-866-838-4843. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You know, I like John Conlon. I tell everybody, guests can disagree with me. He has his opinion. I have mine. It's sports opinions. We're not talking about the end of the world. Now, John knows he gets three strikes and you're out. Okay, you can disagree three times on air. And then you go on, hey, Johnny, you know more soccer than I do, but you know you disagree with me three times. Once, twice, third time, you're out. He knows his soccer and he's a good man.